You're the only man I ever met who gets feedback without a microphone.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
That's right. They got the knobs too high up there.
How late do we want to go? If you don't want to...
Well, I can tell you. You know, it's been a long trip, hasn't it? Huh?
Dance isn't until 8.
What about dinner?
It must have been warmer.
You got it easy.
You aren't working. Keep working.
Why don't we put something together we can all do together? We're gonna take the roof out.
Alright.
Yeah, well, what do we all know that we're gonna take the roof out of here and knock it on the head? Oh, good.
Is it too early to pay for half the
pole? Oh, no, that's good.
No, it's good. No, that's all right. We can travel the whole way now. Okay, who's got some verses here?
He's got some verses.
Right. But, you know, I haven't got all the verses, but you do, right?
I'm passing the button.
All right, come on, guys. Let's have the African.
Come over here.
Yes. Oh, shucks. We're not going to surface till we hear it for the cooks.
Right?
To me, song is all in the praise of good brandy and rum. It's a clear crystal fountain near England doth roll.
Give me a punch ladle, I'll fathom the
apples from Portugal come, but ale and strong cider are Kentish control. She says as she please. She's the devil. She's as black as the coal.
Give me the punch ladle.
It's a clear crystal fountain near England on the road.
Give me the punch ladle.
Margaritaville and also at the Ancient Mariner, and there's a country dance in town at the what hall?
Mystic Art Gallery.
The Mystic Art Gallery. So if you want to dance, go there. If you want to sing, go to one of those two pubs.
Hey, well, the pub's good. How late will I be singing in the pub?
Yeah, how late is it open?
How late is it open?
Well, we'll go.
Dance until 11.
We're roaming to and fro. We searched her at a premium and off is all ago. We came to fight the Mexicans, the stars and stripes to show, and not to cruise inglorious on the coast of Mexico. Success unto the Albany, on snowy wings she flies, like a meteor o'er the ocean in search of enemy. We nab their laggard vessels, but Connor lets them go, and sends us then to cruise again on the coast of Mexico. This war is not yet over, San Juan grimly stands, a safeguard and protection to renegade O'Bans. They think their fort impregnable and laugh to see us show a puny force like ours on the coast of Mexico. But Scott will soon be knocking at their strongest city gates. He'll bring a plate of soup with him, we guess and calculate. For ships are coming hither that'll lay their castle low. We'll give them fits ere long on the coast of Mexico. An obscure Mexican war song.
Morning, Don.
Oh, my God.
Morning, Bob.
Guess who's here?
Does it bite?
Not usually.
Okay.
It's going to come into orbit.
If you sing nicely to it, it will bite.
Okay, good. Let's see.
It kind of changes the tone of things, doesn't it?
It's just going on wax.
Let's see. You know, He's been at every festival I've ever been to for 20 years, and I've never heard anything he's recorded.
You haven't?
Does he actually play it back?
I heard one recording from this festival many years ago. About 10 minutes of it.
There really is tape in the machine, man.
Yeah, there is tape in there, isn't there, Don?
What?
You've got tape in that thing?
Yes.
Oh, great. okay. What a little... musical voyage around the world that mentions some of the places that sailors would stop and some of the things that they would do when they got there. It's called Donkey Riding. Oh, was you never in Quebec, loading timber on the deck, away you break your bloody neck, riding on a donkey. Hi ho, and away we go, donkey riding, donkey riding. Hey ho, and away we go, riding on a donkey. Was you never in Mobile Bay, screwing cotton all the day? A dollar a day is a white man's pay, riding on a donkey. Hey ho, and away we go, donkey riding, donkey riding. Hey ho, and away we go, riding on a donkey. On a donkey. Now was you never in Valpo, where them girls puts on a show, wiggle and waggle and roll and go, riding on a donkey. Way, hey, and away we go, donkey riding, donkey riding. Hey, ho, and away we go, riding on a donkey. Now was you never in Hong Kong, where the men wear a pigtail long, and all the girls do the honky kong, riding on a donkey. Hey ho, and away we go, donkey riding, donkey riding. Hey ho, and away we'll go, riding on a donkey. Now was you never in London town, where them pretty girls all come down, see the king in a golden crown, riding on a donkey. Hey ho, and away we go, donkey riding, donkey riding. Hey ho, and away we go, riding on a donkey. Now was you never around Cape Horn, where your ass is never warm, wish to Christ you'd never been born, riding on a donkey. Hey ho, and away we go, donkey riding, donkey riding. Hey ho, and away we go, riding on a donkey.
not.
This is a hand over hand halyard shanty, and it's called Lowlands. And this is probably for raising much smaller sails where you could keep the work going like this all the time. So it's usually a line and a chorus, a line and a chorus type. Packet is the island lass, Lowlands, 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 low. There's a man howling at the main top mast, Lowlands, 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 low. Our captain hails from Barbados, Lowlands, 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 low. He's got the name Old Hammer Toes, Lowlands, 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 low. He feeds us bread as hard as brass, Lowlands, 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 low. Our bunk's as hard as a Balaam's ass, Lowlands, 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 low. The monk is dressed in soldier's clothes, Lowlands, 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 low. Oh, where he got 'em, God only knows, Lowlands, 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 low. It's up aloft the yard must go, Lowlands, 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 low. It's up aloft and down below, Lowlands, 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 low. Lowland me boys and up she goes, Lowlands, 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 low. Get dressed me boys for you're sure going close, Lowlands, 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 low.
You guys are singing short songs here. Sing some ballads.
Not a flying cloud. That should take us right through.
We'll be here all afternoon. What? I don't know that. That's not my song. No. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this one's Newfoundland version. Well, a tailor, a brisk young sailor, full of life and full of joy, went to church. They marched together, dressed in white, so rich and gay. In walked 20 brisk young sailors, marched young Willie off to sea. Then his true love followed after, went by the name of Richard Carr, with her lily white hands and her slender fingers to embrace the pitch and tar. When she was out on the yard, I'm reefing, doing her work amongst the rest, then her waistcoat did blow open, and she showed her lily-white breast. When our captain came for to hear it, oh, what wonders brought you here? I'm in search of my own true lover, who was snatched from me so dear. If you're in search of your true lover, pray tell me what his name may be. His name, it is young Willie Taylor, 7 long years been gone from me. You rise early the next morning, all just by the break of day, and you'll see your Willie Taylor walking with his lady gay. She rose early the next morning, all just by the break of day, and she saw her Willie Taylor standing with his lady gay. Then she called for 2 bright pistols, which were given at her command, and she shot young Willie Taylor, standing at his bride's right hand. When our captain came for to hear it, oh, what wonders you have done, that he shipped her as a first lieutenant on board of a ship 900 ton.
Now she is out on the ocean sailing, long bright sword into her hand. Every time as she gives orders, makes the men tremble at her command.
Oh, let's see. I'll try something a little longer this time. Yes.
Just a tad.
It's an old sea ballad about piracy.
On the 14th day of February, we sailed from the land on the Bold Princess Royal, bound for Newfoundland. We had 40 brave seamen in the ship's company, and a bold leave to the westward. From the eastward sailed we. Oh, we had not been a-sailing scarce days two or three, when the man on our masthead strange sails he did see. They come bearing down on us for to see who we were, and under his mizzen, boys, black colours he wore. Oh, Lord, cries the captain, well, what shall we do now? For here comes a bold pirate for to rob us, I know. Oh, no, cries the first mate, that never shall be so. We will pull out our reef, boys, and away from him we'll go. Oh, now this bold pirate, well, he hove alongside with a loud-speaking trumpet. Whence came you? He cries. Our captain, being up, me boys, he answered him so. We come from fair London, and we're bound for Peru. Oh, heave up your curses and bring your ship to. I have a long letter for to send home by you. I will not heave up my curses nor bring my ship to. It will be in some harbor not alongside of you. Now he chased us to the eastward all that long day, and he chased us to windward, but he could get no way. And he fired shots after us, but none did prevail, and the bold Princess Royal soon showed him a tale.
Thank you. Bold Princess Royal. This is a song about ladies who went to sea. It's called A Handsome Cabin Boy. There's versions, quite a few versions of this song. It seems that they weren't allowed to go and work on board ships, so they would kind of cut their hair short and tuck a few things here there, and go and sign aboard the ship as to work for the captain. Usually they got found out and usually end up a bit plump around the waist when they got to the other side. In the old pudding club, as they say.
How did that happen?
It's of a pretty female, as you may understand. Her mind was bent on roving into some foreign land. Attired in sailor's clothing, she boldly did appear to engage it with the captain to serve him for a year.
She engaged with the captain, a cabin boy to be. The wind blew strong and clearly, and so they put to sea. The captain's lady being on board, she seemed to for enjoy. So glad the captain had engaged the handsome cabin boy. So nimble was this female, she did her duty well. But mark what follows after the song, it soon will tell. By eating of the captain's biscuit, her colour did destroy the wasted swell of pretty Nell, the handsome cabin boy. It's through the Bay of Biscay our gallant ship did plough. One night among the sailors there was an awful row. They bundled from their hammocks, it did their rest destroy. They swore about the groaning of the handsome cabin boy. Oh doctor, the cabin boy did cry. The sailor swore by all and one, the cabin boy would die. The doctor ran with all his might, smiling at the fun, to think a sailor lad could have a daughter or a son. Now when the sailors all heard the joke, they all began to stare. The child belonged to none of them, they solemnly declared. The captain to the lady said, me lad, I wish you joy, for 'twas either you or I betrayed the handsome cabin boy. Let every man come take a tot, drink success to trade. Likewise to the cabin boy, who was neither man nor maid. If the war should rise again, our sailors to destroy, he's hoping for a jolly lot more, like the handsome cabin boy.
Stacey?
Let's go to the bank.
One on the same theme. The lady's going to sea. In this one, perhaps the captain has been at sea too long because he starts wishing his cabin boy was female, when she actually is, but hides it. Short jacket and white trousers, this young girl she put on. And like some gallant seaman bold, went rambling around the town. She did engage with Captain Blair, a sailor for to be. It was to follow her own true love, oh, he being out at sea. It was a few days after she was ready for her bed. The captain came and sighed, oh, I wish you were a maid. For your cherry cheeks and your ruby lips, they have beguiled me. And it's often deep within me heart, I wish you would my sweetheart be. Oh, hold your tongue, dear captain, for such thoughts are all in vain. And if our messmates were to know, well, they would make sport and game. But when we do get ashore, some pretty girls we'll find to ramble around with us bold lads, seeing you're that way inclined. Well, it was a few weeks after, when we docked in Baltimore, this maid appeared in a petticoat, which made the captain roar. Oh, a sailor I have been at sea, but a maiden I'm going ashore. And you missed your chance, dear captain, sir, so farewell forevermore.
That we want. See his fingers. I thought you wanted to sing. You want to sing?
Take my spot.
Should wake people up. This is a homeward bound shanty. And the chorus is one more day. Yeah, that's one more day. That's all there is to it. Only one more day, my journey's one more day. Oh, come rock and roll me over one more day. Can't you hear the old man growling, Johnny, one more day. Can't you hear the pilot bawling, one more day. Only one more day, my journey's one more day. Oh, come rock and roll me over one more day. Can't you hear the capstan Paul and Johnny, one more day. Can't you hear the old man bawling, one more day. Only one more day, my Johnny's one more day. How come rock and roll me over one more day. Then put on your long tail blue, my Johnny's one more day. My pay is nearly due, Johnny, one more day. Only one more day, my Johnny's one more day. How come rock and roll me over one more day.
For a change of pace, I'll do one from the West Indies. This was collected by Roger Abrams. I believe there may be a copy of his book over in the store. I haven't been there yet this weekend. It's now, I believe, out of print. If you're interested in this kind of thing, get a copy of that book because it's amazing. And
what's the name of it?
Deep the Water, Shallow the Shore is the name of the book by Roger Abrams. And he was very kind enough to send us a copy of some of his field recordings, which are also incredible. And there you can hear oars and wind blowing and everything right there in the boat with his mic. You know. But this is a song, some effect here. You know? but this is one called Caesar, O Caesar. The chorus is very simple, it's just Caesar, O Caesar. But it's got that kind of West Indian, Caribbean feel to it. Oh, see what man have done to man, Caesar, oh Caesar. Oh, see what man have done to man, Thomas Sailor run away. That Thomas Sailor run away is the other part of the chorus. Right?
You just remembered it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. How did you know? Oh, see what man have done to man, Caesar, oh Caesar. Oh, see what man have done to man, Thomas Sailor run away. Oh, we leave the wife and he went to sea, Caesar, oh Caesar. Oh, we leave the wife and he went to sea, Thomas Sailor run away. Oh, see what man have done to man, Caesar, oh Caesar. Oh, see what man have done to man, Thomas Sailor run away. And so on and so on. It just goes back with those two verses. And on the field tape, it goes on for about, oh, good 15 minutes as they're rowing a small whale, a blackfish, rowing it back to shore. An incredible, incredible book. Go buy one now.
Okay, we've got time for one more for this workshop. Next workshop is folk soul songs. I'm going to stay here. Keep singing.
Oh, you're in that too.
Yeah. This is called Sam's Gone Away, and it's a song about all the things that one can imagine they want to be on board a man of war. I wish I was a cabin boy aboard a man o' war. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. I wish I was a gunner aboard a man o' war. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war.
war. I wish I was the bosun aboard a man o' war. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. I wish I was the first mate aboard a man o' war. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. I wish I was the captain aboard a man o' war. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. I wish I was the admiral aboard a man o' war. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man o' war.
So on and so on and so on.
Thank you.
On and on. Ad nauseum.
Take a break in a few minutes here, folks, and we'll be back again with Fossil Song shortly, in about 5 to 10 minutes. Welcome to stay out.
Here at the Academy. Teaching all the mids, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Do you like it?
Well, I think I hung around.
Not yet. It's the mids class. Where are you?
Where are you? Yeah.
Down there. Well, let you get by with this, huh?
I am. Actually, no. It's never this long that I'm teaching. Jacket and tie.
I can't rest. You like it though?
Just as well as good teaching. I would rather be here than an apple.
Thank you.
Good job. This is Stacy. From Perrytown. Chelsea from the somewhere around there. Sorry.
Drown them on the next hour, songs from the forecastle, which is usually the period when sailors get a chance to relax, rest on their own.
It's going to be authentic.
We've got this competition over here. I'll screw up and get a beat wrong.
So we need a real rousing chorus. Everyone join in real loud on the repeat choruses. This afternoon we've got Cliff Haslam, the Wickford Express, Tim Light David, Pelequin, and
Cindy at the end there.
Cindy's coming in.
And Everett Brown.
Alan Bradbury.
And Alan Bradbury. With Alan Cohen. And we'll just kick it off right
okay,
now.
Okay, Cliffy. You have to move down. I can say that because after I say it, I always have to give them
up.
See? Whoa! Down.
Down. Don't get me excited this time of the day. Oh, we'll figure ourselves out with a good rouser. Yeah. We'll start off with the old dreadnought.
There's a saucy flash packet, a packet of fame. She hails from New York and the dreadnought's her name. Found her way to the westward where the wild winds do blow. She's a Liverpool packet, oh Lord, let her go. Derry down, 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 derry down. The dreadnoughts are lying in the River Mersey, awaiting the independence to tower to sea. Round out at Rock Light where the wild winds do blow. She's a Liverpool packet, oh Lord, let her go. Derry down, 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 derry down. The dreadnoughts are sailing down the wild Irish sea. Her passengers merry, their hearts full of glee. Her sailors like lions walk the deck to and fro. She's a Liverpool packet, oh Lord, let her go. Derry down, 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 derry down. The dreadnoughts are sailing the Atlantic so wide, where the high roaring seas roll along a black side. A sail tautly set for the Red Cross to show. Bound away to the westward in the dreadnought we'll go.
Derry down, 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 Derry down.
The dreadnoughts arrived in New York once more. So go with your shipmates to the girls we adore, with wives and with sweethearts so merry we'll be. We'll drink to the dreadnought wherever we may be.
Derry down, 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 Derry down.
Here's a health to the dreadnought and the whole of the crew, to the bull captain Samuels and his officers too. You can keep your flash packet, swallowtail and black and bull. The dreadnought's the flyer that outlicks them all.
Derry down, 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 Derry down.
Ellen?
We probably should give you some little idea what these fo'c'sle songs are about. The fo'c'sle on a ship is the full name is the forecastle. That's the forward part of the ship where the sailors live. The underneath the forecastle deck was usually a small, rather small, comparatively airless cabin where the common sailor lived. And it was a pretty smoky, smelly, awful place to live. And so one of the few things that sailors had to entertain themselves was a chance to do a little bit of music. And fo'c'sle songs, as opposed to shanties, weren't used at work. What you hear over there every once in a while are shanties. They're work songs, and they're used while they're working on a windlass or marching around a capstan or hauling on a halyard line. That's happening over there. This has nothing to do with that because we're not working. We're sitting here on this bench. And so at their leisure, sailors would pull out a concertina or a melodeon, such as these, any kind of squeeze box or any stringed instrument they might have, or a set of spoons in order to make some noise, whatever, and sing ballads or songs or anything that came to mind, tell stories. And that's what this particular workshop is about. This one's called Boston Harbor. And it's a complaining song. This is about a skipper who likes to make work for his crew. I'm sure that some of you at some point have been employed by someone like this, or know of this kind of employer who just likes to kind of keep things rolling even when you don't have anything to do.
It's like that at my place, Captain, this very day.
And they're moaning and bitching about this skipper who they don't like. Chance to complain down in the fo'c'sle where they wouldn't be heard by the mates and the skipper.
Sing over this.
Here we go. Okay. Button stuck in your concertina.
Is it now?
From Boston Harbor we set sail. It was blowing in the depth of a field with a ringtail set. After busy began the dolphins tried and blowing up the deep with a big
bow. Down, down, down. Father, father, I all day.
That's the chorus. Try that again with a big
bow.
Boston Harbor. Thank you. Take it away, Ellen.
They're just sitting here for the fun.
So good looking, we thought we'd bring them along.
This is the chorus section and rhythm section over here.
Let's see. Here's a little different kind of song that was found in collections of songs and journals that sailors wrote, but it's from a female point of view. And you might hear that it's more or less wishful thinking, I think, on the part of the sailors, even though the woman is supposed to be singing this. It's called the Tarry Trousers. As I walked out one midsummer morning, the weather being both fine and clear, who should I spy but a tender mother talking to her daughter dear? Daughter, I would have you marry, live no longer a single life. But she says, mother, I'd rather tarry for me sailor boy so bright. The daughter sailors are given to roaming, into foreign countries they do go, and then they'll leave you broken hearted, and that will prove your overthrow. I'll dress myself in sailor's clothing, no foreign dangers will I fear, and when we're in the height of battle, I'll help protect my Davy dear. Oh, how the big guns they do rattle, the small guns they do make their noise. When we're in the height of battle, I'll cry, fight on, me jolly boys. Me mother wants me wed to a tailor. She robbed me of my heart's delight, but give me the lad whose tarry trousers shine to me like diamonds bright. You know, this business of sailors and tailors was a big thing. The journals that the men wrote on board the ships are full of odious comparisons between their life and lives of people on the shore, and tailors are very often a source of great ridicule, I see.
Another thing the sailors used to sing about is not only the places they'd been to and people they'd met, ladies they'd met, but of ships that they'd sailed on. So, the bunny ship, the Diamond.
Oh, the Diamond is a ship, me lad, for the day Mr. H is bound. The keys is all garnished with bunny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the orders to sail the ocean wide. But the sun it never sets, me boy, not darkness in the sky. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. The bunny ships are diamonds, all the fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand around. Their shawls are put around them and the salt is running down. Don't ye weep, my bonny lass, nor ye be left behind. The rose will bloom on Greenland's ice before we change our mind. And it's just cheer up, me lass, let your hearts never fail. The bunny ship, the diamond, all the fishes for the whale. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise here lies a swan. Here's a health to the Battle of Old Montrose, the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers all the white, the jackets are the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll hasten to return to you. And it's cheer up, me lad, let your hearts never fail. The bunny ship, the diamond, gold, is fishing for the whale. It'll be bright both day and night when the Greenland lads come home. With a ship that's full of oil, me boys, and money to our name. We'll make the cradles smarter rock, the blankets smarter tear. And every lass in Peterhead sings, oh, goodbye, me dear. And it's cheer up, me lad, let your hearts never fail. The money ships, the diamonds, gold, the fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lad,
island, all the fishes.